George V, he died suddenly while he was at Sandringham. And this railway line here was used regularly by royalty, you know, members of the royal family and other people, notable people, going to Sandringham. And used to go this way through from King's Cross to Cambridge and so on. The whole school went down and we stood on the platform in very, very quiet, subdued rows and stood with our caps off as the funeral train went by, taking his body back into London a day or so after he died in Sandringham. I always remember that train. It was absolutely polished. There wasn't a speck of dust on it. Not really a puff of steam, and it glided past through the station, past the platform at, I suppose, about 20 miles an hour or something like that, and hardly made a sound. It was a wonderful engine. That was a steam one, of course. Yeah. And we all stood on the platform there and watched it go by. And we didn't see anything or anybody. The curtains were all drawn, but there were quite a lot of the people from Sandringham, I think, or from people on it, you know, and the Queen was on there with, and all the rest of the royal people. Because that train, you used to know the train, you used to get used to seeing the train on occasions, and for some time afterwards. Because I can remember we always knew when there was a royal train coming through, because all the crossings always had somebody going and the policeman, if it was on a roadway, to make sure that nobody crossed when their train was actually coming. That was quite well organised. That never happens now. Of course, they don't go by train now. They haven't even got a royal train, have they?